From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments to you from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. 1 million coconut trees program sees 100 growth. All audit stadiums renovation based on FIFA standards. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo's program promoting the planting of 1 million early mature coconuts across Indonesia has yielded good results with 100% growth and has even grown new shoots. In a statement received on Saturday, Director General of Plantations at the Agriculture Ministry, Andi Nur Alamsyah, said the planting of early maturing coconuts in Solo Raya, Central Java, was part of the food security program as well as efforts to increase people's income. Under the program, the ministry is aiming to plant 1 million early coconuts in the 2022-2023 period by allocating assistance for seeds for growing 110,000 early maturing coconut trees to Sukoharjo Regency, 58,000 trees to Boyolali, and 59,000 trees to Karanganyar. The seed assistance was provided during the declaration of the 1 million stem early coconut planting by President Joko Widodo in mid-August 2022. All football stadiums currently being audited by the government will be renovated and rebuilt in accordance with FIFA standards. Indonesian Youth and Sports Minister Zainuddin Amali informed the media crew on Friday. However, the minister didn't specifically mention which stadiums will be renovated. However, after the survey with the Public Works and Public Housing Minister, Basuki Hadi Mulyono at Kanjuruhan Stadium, East Java, the government agreed the audit process will focus on stadiums generally used for the National Football League competition. The audit also focuses on stadiums with a general attendance of a large number of spectators. Amali made assurance that the renovation will align with FIFA standards, including the use of single seats. The last national news comes from the Indonesian government, which is continuing to finalize various aspects of security arrangements ahead of the G20 summit in Bali, which will be organized under the Indonesian G20 presidency in November 2022. State Intelligence Agency or BIN spokesperson Wawan Hari Purwanto informed in a statement issued on Saturday, despite the extensive security arrangements and vigilance, security officers will remain friendly to locals. According to Purwanto, the G20 summit security preparations are needed to provide security to and ensure the comfort of delegates and as a preventive measure against possible threats. Now we move to the international news. Pakistan's foreign minister said on Saturday he had summoned the U.S. ambassador after President Joe Biden questioned the safety of Pakistan's nuclear program. Foreign Minister Bilawal Bhutto Zardari said he was surprised by the comments. A transcript of Biden's speech was published by the White House on its website. Buto Zardari said he didn't think the decision to summon the U.S. ambassador would negatively affect relations with the United States, and said officials could address any specific concerns Washington had on the nuclear program. Next, we have protesters across Iran defied a nearly month-long crackdown on Saturday, activists said, chanting in the streets and in universities against the country's clerical leaders in a sustained wave of anger at the death of Mahsa Amini. The protests sweeping Iran since Amini, a 22-year-old woman from the country's Kurdish region, died on September 16 while being held for, in quotation, inappropriate attire, posed one of the most serious challenges to the Islamic Republic since the 1979 revolution. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Sunday said China will give priority to environmental protection and promoting green lifestyles, and that the conservation of nature was an essential part of building a modern socialist country. In a speech opening the twice-a-decade ruling Communist Party Congress, Xi said China had made progress in tackling environmental problems over the last 10 years and vowed to basically eliminate heavy air and water pollution while bringing soil contamination under control. We end the news with Britain's new finance minister on Saturday warned of looming tax hikes as he admitted to mistakes made in a disastrous budget that still threatens to bring down Prime Minister Liz Truss. The Times, Telegraph and other newspapers reported senior Conservative members of Parliament were still plotting to unseat Truss, possibly within days, a guess at the party's collapse in opinion polls since she replaced Boris Johnson on September 6. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo launches Indovac vaccine. Indonesian President Joko Widodo launched the COVID-19 vaccine made by Bio Farma named Indovac at the PT Bio Farma Persero factory in Bandung City, West Java Province on Thursday, October the 13th. In his remarks, the president hoped that Bio Farma continue to be encouraged so that Indonesia can have independence in terms of vaccines. The president views that the presence of the Indovac vaccine is the fruit of the hard work of young human resources who work on the manufacture of the vaccine from upstream to downstream. On the occasion, the head of state also appreciated the performance of Bio Farma as one of the leading vaccine manufacturers in the world. According to the head of state, many people don't know that Bio Farma can produce up to 3 billion doses of vaccine per year and be exported to 153 countries.
Kita, Bio Farma, ini adalah...
We, Bio Farma and I, are a vaccine producer that is in the top 5 in the world and produce various vaccines, be it polio vaccines, diphtheria, meningitis, flu, measles, and the last one that is inaugurated today is the COVID vaccine, and we name it Indovac. Furthermore, the president said that for the polio vaccine alone, Bio Farma controls 70% of the world market share and supplies the vaccine to many countries. As for Indovac itself, the president said that Bio Farma will produce it with a capacity of approximately 20 million doses in the first year. Meanwhile, the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Erick Thohir, in his report said that the launch of Indovac was the first. In the future, the ministry will continue to encourage various global collaboration, for example, with Profactor vaccine manufacturer to anticipate disease outbreaks or pandemics in the future. President Director of PT Bio Farma Persero Honesty Bashir said Indovac's COVID-19 vaccine production capacity could increase to 100 million doses by 2023 if the government needed it. He explained that Indovac can be used in several ways, such as a primary vaccine for people who have not received the COVID-19 vaccine at all, then also as a booster dose vaccine and COVID-19 vaccine for teenagers and children. Regarding the launch of the Indovac vaccine, the Indonesian Ulama Council welcomed the presence of the domestically produced vaccine. Deputy Chairperson of the Council, Marsudi Suhyut, in a written statement received in Jakarta Thursday said that apart from generating foreign exchange, the Indovac vaccine can also be accepted by the world's Muslim population because it is a halal product. According to him, the Indonesian Ulama Council halal certification for the Indovac vaccine will facilitate global market penetration that prioritizes halal products. That was this week's Spotlight. Today in history begins with October the 16, 1905. Sarekat Islam, the first Indonesian Islamic trade union formed by Saman Hudi. Sarekat Islam, formerly known as Sarekat Dagang Islam, was founded on October the 16, 1905 by Haji Saman Hudi. Sarekat Dagang Islam was the first Indonesian organization during the Dutch colonial time. Initially, the organization formed by Haji Saman Hudi and his friends was an association of Islamic traders who opposed Dutch politics, allowing foreign traders to enter to control the people's economy at that time. Turning to October the 16th, 1923, The Walt Disney Company founded. The Walt Disney Company is the world's largest entertainment and media conglomerate. Founded on October the 16th, 1923, the company was founded by Walt Disney and Roy Oliver Disney under the name Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio. Its headquarters are located in Burbank, California. Disney produced cartoons such as Mickey Mouse and other characters. The studio continued to release animated short films and features such as Pinocchio in 1940, Fantasia in 1940, Dumbo in 1941, and Bambi in 1942. I'll end today in history with October the 16th, 2017. Anies Baswedan and Sandiaga Uno officially lead Jakarta. After winning the 2017 Jakarta local election, Anies Rashid Baswedan and Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno were officially inaugurated as Governor and Deputy Governor of Jakarta on October the 16th, 2017 for the 2017-2022 period. However, Sandiaga resigned in the middle of his term of office because he was running for vice presidential candidate to accompany Prabowo Subianto in the 2019 presidential election. That was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting overbragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, whatever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika in India, who was listening to our broadcast in English on October 12, 2022 at 1:41 p.m. UTC. The SINPO is 43343. Hello, sir. Thank you for your reception report. As appreciation, I'll play you a beautiful song. So, here we go.
Ada apakah cinta? Jujurlah kau cinta, katakan semua apa yang kau mau. Yang ku mau hanya cinta tulus, bukan sandiwara.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on 2022 National Student Chess Festival enters the Indonesian Record Museum. The 2022 National Student Chess Festival is again included in the Indonesian Museum of Records, MURI, as a chess competition with the highest number of participants, namely 1,393 students. In 2021, the same festival was held amidst the pandemic with 165 participants. MURI Senior Manager Awan Raharjo on Thursday in Jakarta, after handing over the record charter, said 1,393 students were recorded participating in online chess activities on September the 17th and 18th for qualification round and on September 24th and 25th for final round. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Organizing Committee Adrila Zuardi said Thursday in Jakarta that the 2022 National Student Chess Festival was held in collaboration with the Utut Adianto Chess School with the support of the management of the All Indonesian Chess Association. He added that the number of participants still has not exceeded the world record, which is currently recorded at 2,500 participants. In the future, he hopes that next year there will be 1,000 schools participating and registering so that they can break the world record. Meanwhile, director of the Utut Adianto Chess School, Christianus Lim, said that they really appreciate open tournament activities like this. According to him, this would make chess increasingly popular in all schools in Indonesia. Moreover, since the 2022 National Student Chess Festival involves school children from elementary to middle levels, it is hoped that it can bring up new superior seeds in the world of chess. Regarding the National Student Chess Festival, the Indonesian Chess Association has determined that the first winner of the 8 categories contested will get a golden ticket to participate in the international chess tournament, namely the 2022 Asian Youth Chess Championship, which will be held from October the 13th until 27th this year in Bali offline. Well, that was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Rafiullah Mandohail in Pakistan. Hello, Rafiullah Mandohail. Thank you so much for your compliment on our broadcast programs. But I'm really sorry because at the moment I cannot fulfill your request. As appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song for you. So, happy listening.
Tentang dirimu di hatiku, terngiang semua kata-kata manis. Terasa belai lembutmu di jiwaku, walau kau bukan milikku lagi. Ku ingin kau kembali untuk mengisi hari-hariku lagi. Ku yakinkan bahagiakanmu hingga akhir nafas hidupku. Kembalilah kasih, kembalilah kepadaku. Janganlah kau pergi. Tahu memang salahku, namun takkan pernah terulang, tak akan terjadi. Oh, telah ku coba untuk mencari cinta yang lain. Ku lupakan semua.
mengisi hari-hariku lagi. Kembalilah kasih, kembalilah kepadaku. Janganlah kau pergi. Ku tahu memang salahku, namun takkan pernah terulang, takkan terjadi. Takkan pernah terganti. Oh, oh, takkan pernah hilang. Hanya dirimu di hatiku, hanyalah dirimu.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
That was the second song presented by Voice of Indonesia. You're still tuned to the program on the shortwave frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Sika Regency East Nusa Tenggara is renowned for its unique culture. In this region, there is a traditional war dance called Tuareta Lo'u, which is said to have existed for at least 10 generations. Tuareta Lo'u is one of the traditional dances originating from Hewokloang Seu Sinaraya village, covering Hewokloang, Heo, and Kewa villages in Sika Regency East Nusa Tenggara. Tuareta Lo'u dance describes the techniques of war and how their ancestors at that time defeated their opponents with just a stick of bamboo. It consists of three combined dances, namely Awi Alu, Magemot, and Reta Lo'u. The latter is often carried out alternately by a dozen female and male dancers. The dancers wear war clothes in the style of the Hewokloang people called Ragi Gaing and accompanied by the rhythmic beat of gong, waning with various types of strokes. The three dances are related to the agility of war that must be owned by every man. The Awi Alu dance describes lower body agility training. At this stage, the dancers will jump between wooden or bamboo sticks that are bumped by other dancers. The clashing sticks will make a harmonious sound. Next, there is the Magemot dance. The purpose of the Magemot dance is to train upper body agility. In the Magemot dance, the stick will be placed parallel to the neck. The last is Reta Lo'u dance, which shows snooping skills. In this session, a male dancer, complete with his sword, will raise to a bamboo pole by his friends. The dancer will rest his stomach on the end of the pole. He turned in all directions as if he was monitoring the situation, while several female dancers danced around the pole. Tuareta Lo U dance was originally performed by the people of Tanah Utahewo Kloang, especially by the warlords and their soldiers after returning from the battlefield. Currently, the Tuareta Lo U dance is also performed by the tribe at the death ceremony for those who are considered to be heroes and their descendants. If any of their descendants die, then this old Reta Lo U dance is always performed. In addition, it is also often held in various traditional events. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, I would like to thank all of the listeners around the world who have participated in the announcement of the VOI International Quiz 2022. Congratulations to the winners. Here are the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022. Deba Kamal Hazarika from India. Asma Ahdasuki from Egypt. Jose Luis from Spain. Seiji Hattori from Japan. Volker Wilschrey from Germany, Liang Xianjun from China, Peter Kerhoff from the Netherlands, and Paul Jamet from France. For those who haven't been lucky, don't be disappointed, because VOI International Quiz will be back next year, and of course, with even more attractive prizes. Well, listener, wherever you are, here is a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Bagaikan monopoli yang punya banyak cara untuk bisa kusinggahi. Kau terus merayuku untuk buka kaca. kartu kesempatan, dan kau harap bisa mengajakku keliling dunia. Namun pemain dadu bukan hanyalah aku, kau biarkan mereka leluasa untuk singgahimu. Tanpa sadar ku dapatkan 3 angka dadu sama, begitu teganya kau biarkan aku terpenjara. Tanpa kau minta kan ku bangun istana, akan ku persembahkan asal kau hargai cinta. Namun pemain dadu bukan hanyalah aku, kau biarkan mereka leluasa untuk singgahimu. Oh, tanpa sadar ku dapatkan 3 angka dadu sama, begitu teganya kau biarkan aku terpenjara.
With us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we'll present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on Jakarta Muslim Fashion Week 2023. The Jakarta Muslim Fashion Week 2023 is ready to be held from October the 20th until 22nd in Tangerang, Banten, to coincide with the 37th Trade Expo Indonesia. With this prestigious Muslim fashion event, the trend of Muslim fashion styles in Indonesia is expected to be increasingly recognized in the international arena. The event, which was held to showcase the work of Indonesian designers to the world, also aims to revive the Islamic economic sector, which in recent years had been halted due to the COVID-19 pandemics. Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan explained that the Islamic economic sector, including the Muslim fashion industry, is an alternative to survive in the midst of the challenges of the global crisis. In fact, the current application of Islamic economics has become a competition between countries. Indonesia is a country with the largest Muslim population in the world, so it has the opportunity to become a major player in the fashion industry. To that end, the Minister of Trade together with other strategic partners works together to develop and promote fashion at home and abroad through an ecosystem called Jakarta Muslim Fashion Week. At the Jakarta Muslim Fashion Week 2023, there will be a fashion parade and exhibition of Muslim fashion products from around 100 well-known Indonesian brands. This event will also be enlivened by exhibition of textile products, cosmetics, and accessories, which are an important part of the halal product ecosystem apart from Muslim fashion. In addition, to encourage trade transactions, on the sidelines of the event, an exploration of business agreements or business matching will be carried out. In the session, national Muslim fashion business actors will be met with buyers, both local and overseas, who are interested in business negotiation. Well, that was Miscellany today.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
kurindukan wajahmu.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song from an Indonesian young male singer, Arsy Widianto. A year after releasing his last single in 2022, Arsy Widianto released a new single entitled Cinta Terakhirku. Arsy is known to often duet with several female singers like Bricia Jodi and Tiara Andini. But this time, he doesn't have a duet with a female singer, but with an actress, Syifa Haju. Although she is not a singer, Syifa Haju is able to collaborate beautifully with Arsy Widianto, so the song Cinta Terakhirku sounds so sweet. The song tells the story of a happy couple who finally unites. This becomes even more meaningful after they go through many obstacles and finally find happiness together. Well, listener, here is the song Cinta Terakhirku by Arsy Widianto and Syifa Haju.
Terlintas saat aku melangkah, benarkah aku bisa milikimu cinta?
Namun katanya semua kan jadi indah. Kau genggam tangan ini dan berlari bersamaku.
Sungguh aku tak menyangka hatimu untukku. Awal ragu lalu hilang seiring langkah kita.
Cinta teratur.
cinta. Cinta itu kita.
Of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Ini cerita ketika tulang mulai menua. Masih mungkin ada hasrat yang menggebu-gebu, berkumpul dan bernyanyi seperti dulu. Wajah tampanku keriput dan badanku membungkuk. Rasa ingin tak percaya, kini ku menua. Tak menggoda layaknya saat muda.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia on the shortwave frequency 3325 kHz and streaming voinews.id. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, VOI_official, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next edition of English program from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.